Veterans Affairs congressional committees have been busy this year. Both committees finalized the details to help the Veterans Affairs Department process new appeals more quickly. They finally passed new accountability legislation. It's designed to help the secretary discipline or fire poor performers more quickly. Well, now, both House and Senate committees are turning to other nitty-gritty challenges facing VA. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The House Veterans Affairs Committee has held 27 oversight hearings on VA acquisition in the last 10 years. It's a well-worn topic that many members of Congress say continues to spark frustration for them. Lawmakers are tired of VA's long contracting process, and they're not forgetting the massive scheduling and cost overruns with the Veterans Affairs Hospital Construction Project in Aurora, Colorado. Veterans Affairs Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee Chairman Jack Bergman.
It is wise to take our cues from the Choice Act Independent Assessment, the Commission on Care, and GAO. The common thread in their findings is, while a few areas of acquisition work well, notably pharmaceutical purchasing, VA contracts take too long to award, fail to produce results because they are not administered closely, and do not capture all possible savings. They attribute the problems to confusing organizational structures, overly bureaucratic procedures, inefficient IT systems, and personnel challenges.
But VA says it doesn't see the need for new legislation, or at least these particular bills that members of Congress are now debating. One bill would require VA logistics and construction professionals to go through training and get certifications for each general schedule pay grade. It would also ask VA to prioritize its existing internship programs to put more young talent on a path toward entry-level acquisition jobs. VA already requires training for its contracting officials, but not for logistics and construction professionals. And the department already has a few different internship programs, like the Warriors to Work program and the Acquisition Intern program. But members of Congress just want VA to use them more often. Congressman Bruce Poliquin is the bill's sponsor.
We need these young people to replace the older employees that are retiring in greater numbers every year. Now, it takes a long time, Mr. Chairman, for everybody in these jobs to learn how these contracting regulations work and how construction management and how supply chains operate. We need to plan for the future and grow our talent from within. So it's time to use these intern programs as best we can to the maximum extent possible.
The bill would require VA to at least double the number of acquisition interns it puts through the program. Here's Poliquin with Tom Burgess. Burgess is the Associate Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Office of Logistics and Supply Chain Management at VA.
Do you think, Mr. Burgess, that the acquisition intern program is a good program?
It's an excellent program.
Great.
In government.
Do you agree that the quality of contracting officers and logistics staff and facility managers are in high demand in government?
Contracting personnel are very much in demand. Logistics personnel less
good.
In demand.
Do you believe that a lot of these folks are expected to retire the next 5 years?
There is a sizable portion of the logistics population that can retire.
Okay. Therefore, do you agree that the intern program at the VA, when we train young talent, many of them are veterans, is a good idea to fill these vacancies?
Yes, sir.
Great. All right. So far, so good.
But
why don't you think anybody at the VA would fully support expanding this internship program?
We have, over the years, expanded the internship program to the degree that we have deemed appropriate, given the workload.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. How many interns do you think are graduating this year?
This year, I think we are only graduating 30, maybe.
Okay, about 30. How many vacancies are there in these associated jobs at the VA right now, roughly, acquisition jobs?
Contracting jobs are approximately 2,500.
Let me make sure I understand this. Is that you're graduating about 30 interns, and you have about 2,500 jobs open in this general area?
This year we're graduating 30. That was a reduction in what our trend has been.
Okay, so it seems like you need more bodies, right?
We always are searching for quality contracting officers.
Okay.
We have the interns we've graduated today account for about 10% of our contracting work.
Okay, so I'm guessing that you and I agree that it's a good idea to expand this internship program.
It's a good idea to expand it. The objection we have is the fixed parameters between 2 to 4 times.
Lawmakers say they can't see why VA wouldn't want to accept more interns to the program and train them to take on these positions. Wayne Simpson is a former VA employee and member of the National Veteran Small Business Coalition.
I don't think it would hurt.
Okay.
I think the example of how construction management handled the facility in Aurora, Colorado, perhaps if those professionals had been trained a little bit better, that might have prevented that from happening.
And maybe saved $1 billion for the taxpayers, right?
Possibly.
It's not a bad idea.
The subcommittee wants VA to come up with a plan to streamline the department's acquisition functions and decentralize procurement and logistics activities at the central office to pay for additional internship and training programs. The bill suggests VA reorganize functions at the Veterans Health Administration's Procurement and Logistics Office and the department's Office of Acquisition, Logistics, and Construction. The legislation says VA would relocate procurement logistics officers to individual VA medical facilities where the supplies and services are actually getting used. And in addition, the legislation says VA could also find cost savings through attrition or redistribute functions and duties to another part of the organization. The subcommittee is also considering the VA Procurement Efficiency and Transparency Act. It would require all acquisition functions at VA to document cost savings in the same way. It would have the department create a database that keeps track of the average bids and winning bids for each procurement activity. Congressman Mike Kaufman is the sponsor of this bill.
There is no uniformity in how the savings are calculated or if they are recorded at all. In fact, individual offices seem to determine these numbers according to each office's own policies. For example, when a VA procurement official says, "Oh, we saved so many dollars through competition," there is no surefire way to judge its legitimacy. Often these numbers are based on inaccurate estimates or hypothetical cost avoidances.
Again, VA says it doesn't see a need for the legislation. Here's Burgess.
This process is not required by the Federal Acquisition Regulation, nor does it appear to be a requirement for any other federal agency. VA's procurement process is not unique and should not be treated as such by imposing this requirement on the agency.
But that response isn't what many lawmakers and veteran service organizations want to hear. They say it shouldn't matter whether other federal agencies have the same acquisition requirements. In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.